not just ANS, but a lot of other organizations and entities that have things out there for Native and non-Native community members. And when I was in high school, we did assemblies for National Native Awareness Month. And so, over a cup of coffee, we thought it would just be a grand idea to have something more community-oriented that invited all Native entities, organizations, artists, and business owners to come and set up a table and share what they're doing, show their art, sell their art, and what they have available. And here we are.
Lillian and I are here at this event to just share a little more information about what's happening in the tribal community. Of importance is we have our designs here for the carving shed that's we hope to build one day, and we also have the designs for the rehabilitation of Sheikh's clan house, so people can have an opportunity to take a look at those plans. We have a new edition of our t-shirts that are for sale for fundraisers for the carving shed Sheikh's Island project. And just to answer any questions that people might have about WCA, Shaqing Kwan.
This is a JOM table, and we have a whole bunch of, like, lessons and stuff about, like, yellow cedar and red cedar plants, the animals, like, fish and salmon and trees and everything, and the culture and people, different people. And we have a drawing table for the little kids. And we have over here is a board, and it has blankets on it and just stuff from celebration that we went to this last summer over in Juneau. And that was a lot of fun. And we have some pictures, and we have a recognition board thing here that was given to JOM.
And since it's Native American Month, I decided to bring all my handcrafted Native work down here. So we've got bracelets made by a Sami Indian, baskets and bracelets and a headband made by a Haida Indian, bracelets by Tlingits, and headbands and hats and smoke rings by the Native people.
Actually, I have three hats, but one is John's, one is Clara's. This is plated, and that one is woven, and that one's red on red, and I have lighter covers, some red on red, and tic-tac covers, and roses, and a couple of headbands, and a business card holder, and some hair pieces, and they're just all small items today, because I figured they would sell easier than big items.
Within our company and corporation to share that with visitors and locals alike. And so we have an interactive table here for the kids and their little miniature petroglyphs, and they can do their own free rubbing. And there's a little news article about my father and the state archaeologist when they first did the replicas on Petroglyph Beach. There's a couple of national awards that we had when Hillary or Rodham Clinton did this Pathways 2000, and it was, and in order to, we had to submit several different tour itineraries, and it had to be culturally significant. So Alaska Waters did receive an award for that on the Stickeen River tour. So there's a little information on that.
Just introducing people to a little bit of what we're doing in the community. We are working on a project to try to get fruit trees planted all over the island, and partnering with the Healthy Wrangell Coalition to see that come about. We have a hike and harvest program that will be starting in the springtime, but throughout the winter we'll be educating people about those foods that we're going to go after and teach people about. We also have a geocaching idea that we've been working on and attempting to establish more geocaching here to increase people's access for physical activity, and it's just really fun to go on an international treasure hunt. Can you guess what this is called?
No.
And sing it. Do you hear the repetition of the words?
Yisha tishi.
Yislu tishi. Oh, they say if you spit on your friends, you're speaking sing it right. All right, sorry. Yisha tishi. Introducing the kids to the Tlingit language And it was a lot of fun to be able to teach the kids a little bit of the language, introduce them to the sounds. And as time progresses, we're going to be developing Tlingit language classes in this community. And we would love to have everyone come to our Tlingit language class. We would love to have the support of this community. And you don't have to be Tlingit to learn the Tlingit language. And we're all married and related to each other anyway. So, but the kids seem to really respond really well to the Tlingit language.